just how this experience will influence the process in the U.S., the social forum process and the movement building process.
Well, you know, I think what Stephanie was saying was real important is about, for us, it's about how do we integrate the U.S. process to the international process. And so I think the connections that are made here, understanding, you know, how it was put together, and not just in terms of just the logistics and all that, but what was the political process that helped to develop this forum? Because, you know, every forum is different. It has a different character. And conditions have changed so much since the very first forum. And this one, the character is really, I think, really powerful in that if you look at what's happening right now in Latin America with the different governments, progressive governments that are taking power, the social movements that are that have been very active and growing in Latin America, and now, of course, the crises that we're facing within the United States and the whole global economic system, to me, this is it was a really important time for us to be able to come together with people from these different movements to talk about these situations, because they're already looking for alternatives. They're already starting to establish programs and policies and changing their constitutions and rewriting, you know, their laws and constitutions to start developing alternatives. And right now, more than ever, it's important for us to be part of that kind of dialogue. And we need to share that within the United States. So I think that's the key. And the character here also has been great because, you know, the very strong participation by the indigenous movements and by women, the women's movements, the peasants' movements, and indigenous movements have, in a lot of ways, been some of the strongest sectors in organizing this forum, which have given it a very powerful character. So in a lot of ways, we do got a lot to learn and are very, you know, have been very happy with the experience so far. It's been tremendous.
The social forum started as a movement of civil society, not of political parties were explicitly excluded.
Yeah.
And which way are we going? Sorry. And there seems to be increasingly with the move to the left in Latin America a lot more presence of political parties, and I mean we're on our way to Evo right now, who's an elected head of government, and previously that was supposed to be excluded. What do you think about that change in the nature of the forum?
Well, you know, I think there's, it's definitely a question that's grown within the forum process about the relationship with governments and parties. It's something that you can't ignore. And so I think in each, you know, it's been a discussion at the International Council and here at the Americas Social Forum. You know, it's a discussion and each one is trying to figure out a process for it to happen. But, you know, when you have opportunities like this where, you know, and Evo Morales can address the forum here, especially again with the character being so much of indigenous people. You know, it's important. And there, you know, it doesn't necessarily have to be something that's sponsored by the forum. It doesn't have to take a political line, in alignment with any government or party. But it is also meant to be an open space, right? And so, how do we deal with that? And as I said, conditions are very different today than they were with the very first forum, right? And so how do you still allow for that openness and to hear the new ideas that are coming from different governments even without the space becoming, you know, basically taking one particular line or one particular political view? Because I think we still do need the plurality of views of the different movements. I think that's very important. I personally think it's important to maintain the open space concept so that we hear a variety and a broad spectrum of different alternatives and possibilities, because that's what we're at. Historically, we're in a moment of searching for alternatives, and we don't have all the answers. There was a very good presentation yesterday by a representative from Ecuador, and he basically said that is that there's not going to be one way at this point. So there needs to be as much communication as possible about the different approaches that people are taking, that the movements are taking, that governments are taking, even that parties are taking, so that out of that will surface different possibilities and things that work. But, it's going to be difficult and it's going to be a long-term search for these alternatives, but I think we're on the road to finding those.
In the first couple of forums, people talked about how each forum contributed something new to the whole social forum process. Can you identify things here in Guatemala that are unique contribute contributions to the social form process?
Yeah, I think, again, the presence and the central role of indigenous groups and women in the process. There's also really, if you look at it, a tremendous diversity of ethnic groups, ethnic indigenous groups, and other folks, too. I think also is the contribution, basically, of, again, putting a focus on Central America. Because if we, again, we look at the situation of the United States and foreign policy, at least for the from our perspective in the U.S., much of the focus has been on South America. And we know that during the 80s, there was a lot of, obviously, the role of the United States in undermining popular governments in Central America. And as governments are beginning to change, social movements are gaining strength in Latin America, I think it's something that we all need to be conscious of and be in solidarity with people in Central America as those changes are beginning to happen here as well. So I think in that sense, both for the U.S. and internationally, Central America is very key. And it's also one of the regions that's one of the hardest hit by the current economic crisis, because this region is one of those that's very dependent on the U.S. economy. And so, again, we just need to be in solidarity with folks here.
Are, what would you identify as the main themes in this forum in terms of the content of the discussions?
Well, I think what's great for me is that the original intent of the forums was to start to find and identify alternatives. You know, the whole theme about another world is possible. And I think what I've seen here more is that actual discussion, that actual forward-looking discussion. You know, a lot of the forums, the content has been reactions and strategies to neoliberalism. And, you know, the global justice movement was largely successful in defeating a lot of the initiatives of the World Bank, the IMF, and the World Trade Organization. So the movement has grown a lot of ways in that sense and has won many victories. But I think here I'm seeing a lot more of this, just the forward thinking. What are we actually now looking at as alternatives? What is a new world going to look like? So, yeah, that to me has been, there's been a deeper exploration of that, to me at least, that I've seen in this forum.
Has the social forum process run its course? Is there still a future for a purpose to hold social forums? There's people like me who say that the social forum fundamentally shifted the discourse around neoliberalism, mm-hmm. and that was a major achievement, and it served its purpose. The question is, does it still have a future?
I honestly think now more than ever. And the reason why is that, so what happened, if you look at this, the situation of social movements, the global justice movement, at the beginning of the decade, there were very clear, common targets, right? There was the World Bank, the IMF, WTO, G8. As those institutions lost credibility and power, there's been a question about, well, what's the common reference point now that brings the movements together? And it's been difficult finding that. So I think in the absence of that, having a space where at least the movements can get together and still talk, we know we have this space where we can figure some of these things out, I think that's important until, again, you know, some things are generated in terms of how we move forward. So the other thing is, I think the process, that there does need to be some adjustments to the process. Having a World Social Forum every year is just very unsustainable. It's hard to do that. It's costly. And I think it's important to allow for more of the local, the regional, the national forums to happen, because there we'll start to find the innovations. That responding to local conditions and different situations and different contexts, that the forum will start to develop more innovation that will strengthen the overall process. So, yeah, I think it's very important, but there's just got to be some adjustments to it to make it stronger.
How would you assess the role of a United States participation in this forum?
Overall, I think it's been okay. I think, you know, there could have been more participation, but I'm actually glad to see, you know, there's an opportunity. It's where we're, like, it's not being overwhelmed by representatives from the U.S.
That's the one thing I always appreciated, that it was an initiative from the South, that it wasn't like a gringo-centric event.
Yes, and I absolutely agree. I think that's important. I think because we do, you know, it's something that's another strength of the social forum, is that it is a, ultimately it's a, it's a tool or a movement that was developed from the Global South. And I think right now, more than ever, in the United States, we need to be looking at the United States from the lens of people, other people around the world. Because the isolation of the U.S. population, I think, is a very dangerous thing. You know, the U.S. government is not isolated internationally. They're very active, although very disliked by many people. Multinational corporations from the U.S. are not isolated. They're very active, but disliked by many people. It's the population of the United States that cannot be isolated, that has to be connected and understand what's happening around the world and what our common ground is with the rest of the world.